You know, it's interesting about how we started the show talking about my 8-year-old drawing and you talking about your friend who had written this essay that then predicted his life. Milton taught this summer intensive, I think, for about 40 or 50 years, and he used to say that it was one of the most important things that he did. He's not teaching it anymore. He had us do an exercise in that class where we had to envision the life that we could have if we pursued everything that we wanted with the certainty that whatever it is that we wanted, we would succeed. And I wrote an essay in July of 2005. It was supposed to be a 5-year plan. And he asked us to dream big and not to edit, and said that it had a bit of a magical quality that he experienced with his students over and over, so to be careful what we wished for. And I created this essay with these long-ranging, far-fetched goals that I can tell you now, 12 years later, have almost all come true. It is spooky. Spooky. And so that's an exercise I do now with my students. Milton has had one of the most profound impacts on my life, aside from, you know, the profound impact he's had on the world. I feel really, really lucky that I have been a student of his and have gotten to interview him now numerous times, and feel that my relationship with him is certainly one of the luckiest things that's ever happened to me.
Can you describe the exercise as you do it with your students now?
Well, I teach undergrad and graduate classes at the School of Visual Arts. I run a master's in branding program at the School of Visual Arts, which I was given this opportunity via Steve Heller, who I, again, would not have met had that whole speak up experience not happened. So yet another thing, every single thing that I'm doing now in my life, Tim, stems from that experience.
Well,
so,
also, just to underscore another theme, he had in some sense, you could interpret it as rejected two of your book ideas, even though he was nice to you and took and went out to lunch with you. But now, later on down the line, you kept that relationship and lands you at SVA.
Absolutely. I mean, Steve is one of the most generous and engaging people I have had the privilege of knowing. And I often tease Steve and say that he's my fairy godfather, because he's the only person in my life, or maybe one of two people in my life now, that I could say has just been, he has this sort of generosity that is all about, here, take this, do that, make this happen. This is for you. With no strings, no ties, no obligations, it's just pure generosity. And he has done that over and over and over and over again for me since meeting him back in 2004. So the exercise that I do now with my students, because they're quite a bit younger than I was when I was doing this 5-year essay or 5-year plan, I asked them to do a 10-year plan. And so this gives them a chance to really mature into who they are in their 20s and into their early 30s. And it's this 10-year plan for what I call a remarkable life. And it's about imagining what your life could be if you could do anything you wanted without any fear of failure. And they are the most life-affirming essays. They are so full of hope and optimism and well-being and goodness that it gives me a sense that humanity can be saved. And so I've borrowed that exercise from Milton and now use that both in my graduate program and the undergraduate classes that I teach.
This is going to seem nerdy, but I'm a nerd, so I'll run with it. And that is, do you have any parameters for people at home who might want to try this, or recommendations, ways to start? Is it bullets or is it prose in full paragraphs?
No, it's full paragraphs.
Yeah, any recommendations for people who would like to give this a stab?
So let's say it is winter 2027. What does your life look like? What are you doing? Where are you living? Who are you living with? Do you have pets? What kind of house are you in? Is it an apartment? Are you in the city? Are you in the country? What does your furniture look like? What is your bed like? What are your sheets like? What kind of clothes do you wear? What kind of hair do you have? Tell me about your pets. Tell me about your significant other. Do you have children? Do you have a car? Do you have a boat? Talk about your career. What do you want? What are you reading? What are you making? What excites you? What is your health like? And write this day, this one day, 10 years from now. So one day in the winter of 2027, what does your whole day look like? Start from the minute you wake up, brush your teeth, have your coffee or tea, all the way through till when you tuck yourself in at night. What is that day like for you? Dream big. Dream without any fear. Write it all down. You don't have to share it with anyone other than yourself. Put your whole heart into it. And write like there's no tomorrow. Write like your life depends on it, because it does. And then read it once a year and see what happens.